All right. If you look at the bulletin, beginning with verse 11, circle the words full armor of God. Full armor of God. Next line, to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. To stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Verse 12, circle our struggle. Next line, the last word, against the spiritual forces of wickedness. Whole thing against the spiritual forces of wickedness. Verse 13, the full armor of God again. In the last three words in the same verse, 13, the next line, to stand firm. Why do we take the full armor of God? So that we may stand firm. And once again, verse 14, circle those two words, stand firm. By now you should have circled three times to stand firm. And the next line in the middle, circle the word truth. Toward the end, in the same line, circle the word righteousness. Verse 15, almost toward two-thirds down, the gospel of peace, circle it. And the next line, the fourth word from the beginning, so shield of faith, circle the faith. Next line, right below faith, a little to the right, salvation. And two words after, sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Circle the whole thing. Sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And right next to the Word of God, I want you to write down new word. I'll spell it for you. R-E-M-A. It is called Rhema. It's a Greek word. R-E-M-A. And that's what I am going to talk about. If you look at today's title, the Word of God, that's Rhema. And last Sunday I told you that if you were here last Sunday, that your heart is a battleground. When you open up your heart and your eyes are open spiritually, you'll see the battle is going on all the time, where both God and the devil vie for your love, worship, and dedication. I also told you that you are the soul, the only guardian of your heart. No one else in the world will do the job for you. You are the guardian of your heart. Therefore, your responsibility as well as action you take bring forth the eternal consequences. Your life depends on how you take care of your heart. That's what I said. Therefore, make sure that only good and godly thoughts enter into your heart and stay there and bear fruit, rejecting all other negative, unclean, and destructive thoughts. It seems to me today too many children of God are neglecting this sacred duty of taking care of their heart. Therefore, they are living a life defeated and dejected for so many years. I want you to check yourself, examine yourself, and test yourself the following. Besides you going to church on Sundays, besides you occasionally praying, and besides you occasionally doing some charity works, how is your life? Is it any different from that of your non-believing neighbors? Worse, are you even envious of your non-believing friends' lifestyles over your own? If you consider being a Christian as just an option, not a must, it's time that you experienced the living God. If you are tired of being harassed and defeated by the devil all the time, and if you want to start living a life that is victorious in Christ, this sermon this morning is for you. It's time that we woke up, grew up, and started experiencing the living God in our daily lives, all through the Word of God, Rhema. Rhema is our topic this morning. Here's the foundation upon which I build my case. Please understand that the world we are living in, the world we see, hear, and touch, is not the only world that exists. There's another world we have, which is invisible, and which we call the spiritual world. In this spiritual world, there is warfare going on 24/7 from the very beginning of the world till now, between God and the devil, between God's army and Satan's followers, between God's children and their enemy. We are the children of God, are struggling against. Struggling means that we are battling against the spiritual forces of wickedness, as the Bible says. A recap on the devil. I spoke about this very briefly last Sunday too. The devil is real. He is not imaginary. He is not a personification of evil. Now listen to the scripture that warns us of the devil as follows. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, "Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." A lot of us even don't know that such a word there. We think the devil is cute and so forth. No, folks. The devil is out there to do what? To devour someone. That someone could be you, that someone could be me, especially the Christians, with one purpose: to steal, kill, and destroy. This is not Pastor Choi's word. It is the word of Jesus. The devil has been stealing your happiness and fulfillment, killing your spirit and soul, and destroying you big time, physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. I believe it's time to stop that. Wouldn't you agree? Any amen here? Yes, that's how I see it. Please understand here, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against invisible enemies. Therefore, missiles and tanks and guns don't work here. Our own wisdom and might are useless too. We need spiritual weapons to win the battle. The good news is that our Father in heaven knows exactly what we need, what works best in his kingdom work, so that we may destroy the devil's work. Once again, I just quote what the scripture says. Why Jesus came to this earth? In 1 John, it says, to destroy the devil's work. That's what our job too. So God believes that the best thing works in his kingdom work is his armor. The Bible calls the full armor of God. If you know the English word panoply, that's, you're just repeating the full armor of God. Panoply comes from panoplia. That's the full armor of God. It's best for defense and offense. So let's think about the full armor of God. What is it for? Why do we need to put it on ourselves? Why God commands us to put it on ourselves? For two reasons. Number one, to protect ourselves from the enemy's fiery darts and attacks. It's for the defense. Second reason, so that we may stand firm against and resist the devil. That's for the offense. Now please note here that as you circle the word to stand three times in three verses. And those, have you seen any movie or any scene of the web battles? Who are the ones that stand in the battle? Well, they are the winners. The defeated ones are all down. Injured or dead, they're all down or ran away. The full armor of God is meant for the winners, not for the losers. Well, let's check out the list of the full armor of God very briefly. You already circled those words. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Now, please note here, the first five are for the defense. The last weapon, the sword of the Spirit, is for the offense. And I'm going to spend the rest of my sermon time on this offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit. Why the Word of God is important in the battlefield, spiritual battlefield? Because the Word of God keeps us strong. Now, many of us understand the Scripture as the written Word of God. So far, so good. But to many of us, too, the Word of God is the Bible that collects the dust. It's dead letters because you don't open it. You don't use it. However, it's not meant to be. The Word of God is supposed to be dynamic and living and active. It must work in our lives. What good is it? You are the child of God, but you never get any benefit from the Word of God. Listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, the deepest of human existence, joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. I hope you get the picture. The Word of God, living and active, not dead letters. In verse 17, it reads, Rhema Theou, sorry about Greek here, but which is translated into the Word of God in English translation. But literally means the spoken word. Rhema is spoken word of God. So there's my definition. Rhema is God's truth. Listen very carefully. Rhema is God's truth exclusively spoken to you and me for a timely help in a specific situation. That's when I say Rhema means. It's also given for you and me to wield against Satan's schemes such as accusations and temptations in our specific life's situations. If you remember Jesus' story when he was in the fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, the devil came to him and tested him three times, tempted him. And each time, if you remember, Jesus wielded what? Rhema, the word of God, against Satan. And I'm going to give you two concrete examples of using Rhema in times of temptations or accusations. Okay, and I'll be through. These are the practical examples of using God's word as the offensive weapon against the devil in case of deception and accusation. Rhema is good for warding off deception. First case, let's call him Tom. Tom struggled with low self-esteem. Growing up, he was always told by his parents that he was worthless. He was a no-good bum. As an adult, he always felt insecure. One thing good, though, that he did was reading the Bible. One day he was reading the scripture in Mark chapter 1, verse 11. And normally he would miss most of the parts that he read anyway. However, that day he felt the word of God jumping out of the text. The text was the baptism of Jesus. After Jesus was baptized, as he was coming out of the water, a voice from heaven coming down saying, "You are my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." Tom felt like God was speaking to him directly. From that day, Tom remembered what God had told him. "You are no longer worthless. Do not listen to the lie anymore. You are my beloved child. I am not disappointed with you." Slowly but surely, Tom was able to overcome his low self-esteem, fighting off the devil's deception with a rhema. Remember, it was God's word spoken directly to him in a specific situation. Whenever he struggled with low self-esteem, he says, "If God says I am beloved child of his, that's who I am." begone Satan, and he overcame his low self-esteem problem. Second case, rhema is good for fighting off accusation. It is my own case. You heard this before, perhaps, but let me repeat. It's beneficial for everyone. There was a time when I was a teenager, I struggled with repeated lustful thoughts in my heart. You could simply say all male hormone running wild in your life. Yes, that was the case. But it was much more than that. Realizing what happened in my heart, for the first three times, I went to the Lord in prayer, in repentance for forgiveness. Lord, it's terrible that I go through this one. Forgive me. I was okay afterwards each time I confessed. But then I found myself falling into the same type of temptation. So I wanted to go to the Lord for more forgiveness. But then I began to hear Satan's accusation in my heart saying, shame on you. Shame on you. How can you go to God for forgiveness now? He is ashamed of you now and he will not forgive you. He already forgiven you three times. That's it. Well, the trouble was that I believed his accusation as truth. I truly believed that God would no longer forgive me. Three strikes and you're out, American saying. Then one day I was reading, like Tom did, reading Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, where Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive a brother who sins against me? Seven times? Jesus answered, no, Peter, not just seven times, but 70 times seven. That means 490 times. And suddenly as I was reading it, the light bulb went off. Wait a minute, I thought to myself. If Jesus commands me to forgive my brother who sinned against me 490 times, I bet he's most willing to forgive me 490 times as well. That's how I reasoned. So I went to the Lord and I reasoned. I went to the Lord only three times. So I have 487 times more to go. So I kept going. Lord, this is my fourth time, fifth time, counting up to 490 times, folks. Did I stop my problem right away? No, not really. But eventually I was able to overcome my problem. With the help of God's word, once again, it was rhema spoken to me directly in my specific situation. That's what I'm talking about. Rhema, the word of God, given to me and to you to fight off the devil's accusation, deception, or fear, anxiety, whatever schemes that he brings to you against. You have to have rhema. You know, I have a few more examples to share with you, but I'll stop here today. The bottom line is this. You have your spiritual enemy, the devil, about to devour you in any area of your life, attacking you relentlessly. Doing nothing against his constant attack would be a great disaster to yourself. Put on the full armor of God, God's command, to protect yourself and resist the devil. And do not forget to wield the offensive weapon in your hand, which is the word of God, rhema. How do you have the rhema and how do you use it? First of all, you need to get the word of God daily. Let me tell you this, rhema will not come to you without getting into the word of God. Don't expect that rhema come to you just, you know, from the sky. No, you have to get into the word of God. Next, wait on and ask God, Lord, give me a rhema, the timely help in my specific situation. And third, once given, be sure to wield the sword of the Spirit, rhema, against the devil. And here's God's promise. The devil will flee from you. Not because of you, but because of the word of God, the truth, the sword of the Spirit, Rhema. And that's the first step, folks, to victorious life in Christ. Let's try it. Let's bow our heads and pray. So many people of God, Lord, today are lost, suffering. They don't know what's happening to them because all these attacks happening from their back in the spiritual world, they cannot see, they cannot feel except the pain and suffering they go through. Open up our eyes so that we may truly understand what's really going on in the world and in our mind and in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, Lord. And help us to start right this time. If we got so many times wrong in the past, this day, this time, we want to start right. And God says, put on the full armor of God that will protect you from Satan's fiery darts. And then resist, wielding the Spirit, wielding the sword of the Spirit, the devil will flee away from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.